So welcome in to the Irish NFL show with me, Colm Cronin. I am just back from opening night of the Super Bowl in the Raiders Stadium. It was the biggest attendance for an opening night thus far. Almost 25,000 people showing up. And it was very much a 49ers crowd. If people have seen any of the videos that we've put out, or that have been out there on social media from the NFL, you will have heard the 49ers fans. They were in fine voice. They were making themselves known. They were cheering on their team. They were letting Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and Andy Reid, they even booed Andy Reid, know that they feel that the Super Bowl is heading back to the Bay. Now, all that said, the Chiefs were in great form themselves. Travis Kelce enjoyed, the jostling, very playful jostling with George Kittle. Those two clearly get on. They were having a good laugh together. Christian McCaffrey was there getting the 49ers fans chanting MVP. I would say both teams, I think, that probably Kyle Shanahan maybe has had a word with the 49ers. Nick Foles had some things to say about them. I'd say he doesn't want any more bulletin board material. The Chiefs certainly were very complimentary about the 49ers. Spags brought up how good Purdy is a number of times. The Chiefs seemed very relaxed. They've been here before last year, and numerous times over the last few years. So they were relaxed but focused. 49ers want it. You could feel it. And it should be a kind of an epic battle between these two. Had the opportunity to speak to Brendan Daly and a little bit about how he is, I suppose, transitioning from DL to linebacker coach, the different groups. Like Spags, he emphasized just how smart this Chiefs defensive group is, and they will need to be. He was very complimentary of Christian McCaffrey and his ability to just create explosive plays, his ability to line up anywhere, and he can still hurt you. So, yeah, what can you take from it? That football continues to grow and that it is increasingly popular, that the fans will show up to an opening night. If there were 25,000 there tonight, I wonder what it might even be next year. Will it be bigger again? Will they hold it in the stadium in New Orleans as well next year? That will be interesting. I suppose the other piece is how many other people were there. Obviously, massive media contingent, but plenty of celebrity interest, obviously, and former players. Mark Davis was there, decked out in all white. He had a massive smile on his face when they announced that nearly 25,000 people had shown up. He was clearly delighted with that. The stadium itself, my first time there, really, really impressive. It is everything that you've kind of heard about it. Certainly from the outside, you can see why they call it the Death Star. But inside, really cool. And I think the acoustics should lend themselves to a fantastic atmosphere on Sunday. What was the other interesting piece was the fact that, and I did a video on this, there were more media there for Travis Kelce than for Patrick Mahomes. That I think is the first time I've ever seen more media there for anyone other than Patrick Mahomes, but generally the QB is where the majority of the media go. That was just a little bit different. But all in all, a great opening night. Certainly, in the lead up to it, there had been a lot of talk, a lot of focus on the 49ers turf and the conditions. It feels very much all day. It certainly felt like back home. Other than the skyline, I could have been in Cork or Dublin with the temperature and with the rain, so much for being in the desert. But it did impact on the 49ers and their turf. So that might be something be interesting to see if how they try and rectify that. Some talk that they could also use the Raiders practice facility, but that would change their itinerary for the week. So I think at the time that I'm recording this, I don't think they have decided on what exactly they're going to do as yet. So that will be very interesting to see how that one plays out. There will be content coming at you throughout the week. Lots to look forward to. I am looking forward to welcoming Brian and Connor here in the not too distant future. And yeah, keep an eye out on the social media channels, on the podcast. I know Shane is going to be doing stuff from back home as well. So lots and lots coming your way over the course of the week as we build up to Sunday and the Super Bowl between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. If you enjoy the pod, please do rate, review, and subscribe, or tell a friend. Letting people know about the podcast makes a real difference and really helps. And we appreciate all our listeners. If you have questions, thoughts, comments, please do reach out on social media. We love to hear from